A very good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and a warm welcome to Evening Prayer of the Church, which we call As the Sun Sets. Yes, it's always lovely to be with you as we come to the end of the day, and I hope that you've had a super day today. It's the end of the month. It's the 31st of May, the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that's what we're going to be celebrating this evening. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Fills my
Mary entered the house of Zachary and greeted Elizabeth. Alleluia. If the Lord does not build a house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Mary entered the house of Zachary and greeted Elizabeth. When I heard your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. If the Lord does not build a house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. When I heard your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. And she went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit exults in God my Savior, because he has looked upon his lowly handmaid. Yes, from this day forward, all generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name, and his mercy reaches from age to age for those who fear him. He has shown the power of his arm. He has routed the proud of heart. He has pulled down princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things, and the rich sent empty away. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, mindful of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, of his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever." Now Mary stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months and then went back home. Well, today, the Feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it is a great feast. It's when Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth. And here we have two people. It's the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New. Dear Elizabeth was an old lady in her 80s, and she was giving birth to John the Baptist. She too was in old age. It was impossible for her normally to give birth to anybody. And yet God was showing such a great grace to her in making it possible for Elizabeth to give birth to a child. So it is an impossible situation. It's the end of the Old Testament. And we have John leaping in the womb of Elizabeth when Mary, this other great mystery, this other great personage who begins the New Testament, and within her is the child Jesus. So here we have a meeting of the two, Mary and Elizabeth. Two people, impossible to be giving birth. Elizabeth, because she's so old and aged, and Mary, who's never had any relations with a man at all, giving birth from her virginity without any intercourse. Mary giving birth to Jesus eventually. And here we have the two coming together in a wonderful, wonderful way of friendship. Now, it's very easy for us to say, well, the two came together. Mary goes across into the hill country of Judah. But just to remember that the journey she traveled was about 100 kilometers. Can you imagine that? And this she would have done on foot. There were no taxis. There was no public transport at all. Mary travels all that distance to be with her cousin Elizabeth, who is now in her sixth month. And what we see here is Mary coming to her cousin just to show love and support and help. And she goes out of her way to do this, traveling 100 kilometers just to be with her cousin Elizabeth in the land of Judah, in the country of Judah. And then she goes into the house, and Elizabeth says, The child in my womb leapt for joy when you came into this house, because here we have Jesus and John in the wombs of their mothers, and John leaps for joy as he comes into the presence of Jesus in the womb of his mother Mary. So that's what we are celebrating today, this encounter between Mary and Elizabeth, and we call this the Visitation. Well, we thank the Lord for this great occasion, this great visitation. And Mary is so humble that she can utter this prayer that we pray every day at our evening prayer. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. We have here Mary just acknowledging that everything about her is humble. She knows that the great things that are happening within her are all God-given. And she's humble enough to say, what is happening within me is God's gift. And so we thank the Lord for this visitation of Mary and Elizabeth. We thank the Lord for the gift that Mary has been to the church and that Mary was to her cousin Elizabeth. She stayed with Elizabeth about 3 months, just helping her. You can imagine that this must have been a very difficult time for the old lady who was in her 80s, now pregnant with John the Baptist. And so Mary stays just to be of assistance and to be of a help to her cousin Elizabeth. But Elizabeth acknowledges that Mary comes into her presence, and she's truly, truly grateful. And she says that when you came into my presence, Mary, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And Mary can say, but it's not me. It's who is within me. And she can say that it's not that she is great, but that her soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And it's always the Lord who works in us and through us. It's not I who am great. It's not you who are great. It's the Lord working in us and through us. And Mary knows this to the very core of her being. And she can proclaim, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And my spirit exults in the Lord God, my Savior. Beautiful, beautiful song. And this Eve, this song of Mary, we proclaim every day at our evening prayer. We can go through every line of this beautiful song of Mary, but let us just be conscious of the fact that Mary realizes that all that is happening within her is thanks to God, that she is the Mother of God. She is the Mother of Jesus, and she knows that it is God that is working in her and through her, through his gratuitousness, through God's grace, that Mary is what she is. And because she's so great, because she's so loved by God, because she has so much within her that is so praiseworthy, she goes across the hills, traveling 100 kilometers to be with her cousin Elizabeth, to help her in this very, very difficult time. So let's thank God today for this feast of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we ask the Lord to help us to follow the example of Mary, to look around sometimes and just see, who is it that really needs our help? Who is our cousin Elizabeth in our everyday life? It might be somebody at home, somebody in old age home, somebody who's very lonely and desperate. We need to just visit and take note of, to bring them a bit of joy and help. Cousin Elizabeths, there are many in the world. And so I pray today that you will discover who your cousin Elizabeth is, that you might be Mary to her and bring her or him, whoever that might be, the joy and the happiness of Christ. Thank you. Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. You are the most blessed of women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. All generations will call me blessed, because God has had regard for his servant in her lowliness. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All nations and all generations will call me blessed, because God has had regard for his servant in her lowliness. Now let us praise God the Father, who chose Mary as the mother of his Son, and wanted all generations to call her blessed. And with confidence we pray, may the Virgin Mary intercede for us. Through the prayers of Mary, our mother, heal the sick, comfort the sorrowful, and pardon sinners. Grant peace and salvation to all. May the Church be united, heart and soul, held fast by love. And may your faithful be joined in continuous prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Father, you have looked on the Virgin Mary and made her Mother of Mercy. May those who are in danger experience the depth of her love. You called Mary to be the mother house of Jesus and Joseph. Through her prayers, help all mothers to make their homes places of love and holiness. Father, you have exalted the Virgin Mary and crowned her Queen of Heaven. May the dead enter your kingdom and rejoice with your saints forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty, ever-living God, you inspired the Blessed Virgin Mary when she was carrying your Son to visit Elizabeth. Grant that, always docile to the voice of the Spirit, we may, together with Our Lady, glorify your name. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
As I kneel before you, as I bow my head in prayer, take stay. Make it yours and fill me with your love. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Mother of Christ, Mother of mine, present them to my Lord. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. As I kneel before you and I see your smiling face, every thought, every word is lost in your embrace. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu.
Well, there we go. That brings us to the end of our evening prayer. Thank you very much for joining me, Father Emil, in this little program which we call As the Sun Sets. I wish you a wonderful, relaxing evening. And so from me, Father Emil, for now, goodbye and God bless.